Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes aériennes de Bill Hendrick. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle.
Bill Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. I was thinking about all the predictions that have not come true. Last night we were reading a news story about the cult deprogrammers and how there's really going to be a run on their services because when the millennium hits and the world hasn't come to an end, a lot of disillusioned people will be seeking the services of cult deprogrammers so they can get out of this mindset. And maybe you guys can help me with this, but it seems to me that Nostradamus had a big prediction that in July, wasn't the world supposed to come to an end? The armies of the world were to meet somewhere, and that came and went, man. Nothing happened. So gradually, what has happened is these milestones, I guess, or these predictions, the timetable for these things runs out, doesn't it? So in July, the world was supposed to end, and it didn't. On September the 9th of 99, the computers were supposed to go screwy, and they didn't. And tomorrow night, or whenever the hell it's supposed to, what is it? Oh, when's New Year's? Friday night, which, by the way, I got to pick my dry cleaning up because we're going out no matter what, Y2K or not. Nothing going to happen. So, and then, of course, they've got to start setting up more. So we've got the February 29th one, and then we have the May 5th one, and then we have the December 31st one, because the computers won't understand that there's an extra day in February. They won't get that there's an extra day in the year 2000. And let's not forget May 5th, because all the planets are going to be lined up and everything's going to go to hell in a handcart. So it's a little screwy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And on top of all of that, I was talking with my good friend here, Mike Crozier, about his golfing experiences, both past and present and future. Golfing those municipal courses, maybe something will happen with the computers where they're going to keep half of these old guys off the courses. I'm just joking around. They're very, you know, good golfers. Hey, look, if I want to golf like with the pros, I'll go to PGA West. If I'm going to golf on a municipal course, I'm going to get, hit in the head with a ball. That's all there is to it. I hit some guy square in the ass once, and excuse my language, but I did. He was a construction This guy's a construction worker, and I teed off, sent this ball sailing right into the back of this guy's rear end, just right into this guy's ass, and you could hear it sounded like this. Just, and the guy turned around. I said, I'm sorry, you know, it was only about 20 yards up on my right, so I shanked this thing, black, right in his rear end. But it'll happen. So what's going to happen to you, Mike, is you got to get a little bit more money, play some of those better courses. What's the greens fees up there at Upland now? What are the greens fees there? Back nine early bird, $25. $25 for nine holes as early as what, 6 a.m.? You got to go out to the desert. You play some of those courses. It's like 100 and a half now to play golf, or 100 and a quarter. And I haven't played out there. I don't know. I mean, I can't even afford it. You know, when the guy says to me, hey, I got a deal. It's $60 for greens fees. You're like, holy God. You have to be a multi-millionaire. And I'm not any good. I suck. You know, I'm hitting the ball, and I'm knocking the tile off of somebody's roof, and I'm smashing a window here. And I'll never forget this clown. I used to have a condo out in the desert. Years ago, I had a little condominium out in Palm Desert. And I got a call one day, the ball went through my living room window. Some guy was on a tee box, had hit the ball, and for this guy to hit my living room window, he had to have a hook that was almost 90 degrees. It had to just, a big right-hand turn, big left-hand turn, just whank. So the lady who was staying in my place, she gave me the name of this guy, because at least he came over and said, he was probably looking for his ball, and found out that it wound up in someone's bathroom. So there wasn't much that he could do. So he left his name and his number. I call this guy up. He lives in San Francisco. I call him up. I go, hi, I'm Phil Henry, and you put a ball right through my plate glass freaking window of my living room. Hi, how are you? Oh, ha, 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 ha. He starts, oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, sure. This guy, I don't know where I thought I was going to make any headway with this guy. He gave me a song and a dance and a bunch of bull crap, and that's the last I heard of him. He didn't pay. He didn't send me a check. I'm not even sure it was his real name, you know. And I was out the cost of a plate glass window. It was about $500-$600. God, what a rotten golfer this guy was. It was just a weekend out there for him. He didn't care. And, of course, the point that I made here to my my buddy Mike, hey, if you don't want to get the windows busted on your house, man, don't live next to a golf course. And you guys out there that go ape crap, as a matter of fact, Mike says, what did you do? You hit it into a tennis court? I love it, man. I like to hit it on the street. Out near the Rose Bowl, there's a golf course called Brookside. And I don't play there anymore for obvious reasons. About what I'm about to tell you, you'll know why I don't play there anymore. Not because I don't choose to play there, but because they won't let me play there anymore. I'm afraid somebody's going to recognize me. Because what we used to do is get out on the fairway. We used to get on the fairway there on the first hole and try to hit it into the Rose Bowl. Because the Rose Bowl is right there off the first fairway there. And there's just two courses at Brookside. This is Brookside 1. So I just tee it up and try to hit it into the Rose Bowl. Well, hell, the marshal got all upset about that one day. What in the holy Christ you doing? The hell do you think it is? Some kind of a goddamn deal? The marshal, which is generally some guy who's, you know, Pete, your turn. Get in the golf cart and go out there and bother someone, okay? Because he's either working the bar or he's in the golf cart as the marshal. So there was that incident. And then, of course, there's a street that surrounds the Rose Bowl and the golf course. There's two, the Brookside golf courses. There's a street, and there's a residential section all through there. And I knocked this thing. I'm telling you, it was a beautiful line shot right into a guy's windshield as he was coming down the street the other way. Just wham! And you see the guy, you know, the car just, he's lurching sort of, you know, like, holy Jesus Christ, you know. And you think I'm going to run over there and say, oh, I'm so sorry. No, I ain't going to do it. No, I didn't either. I didn't say a word. And a guy slowed down, he's looking around, you know. And to his credit, he kept on going. Because you want to know something, you know, buyer beware. Ain't that caveat emptor? Doesn't that apply somewhere in here? You're driving by a golf course, Jim, you're going to get a golf ball. You're going to get a face full of golf balls. That's just the way it is. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're thinking for a second, should I run away? You know, should I turn and run? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Hide behind a tree. Because the guys, you know, take my club and hide behind a tree. So I just start looking like I'm doing something normal. Like, you know, I hit the ball. It goes sailing about 900 miles an hour right into this guy's windshield. And I'm like, you know, cleaning my fingernail. Oh, God, this is a great day today, you know. It's going, hey, you're up, man. Or either that, you look at the guy next to you, go, what the hell are you doing? Well, look what you did, man. Looking for my next club. Jesus. Remember the old Dunes course in Vegas? Remember the old Dunes? 7,000 yards of, you know, a little bit of fun there. It was right on the freeway, right on the 15. Oh, God, I used to hit cars on that damn freeway all the time. Yeah, but the best thing is you know, you get your comeuppance because you hit the ball, it hits some guy's windshield, and the guy will drive by and go, boy, you suck! You suck! Either that or I could look over the guy that's standing next to me, had absolutely nothing to do with it, go, man, bad shot. Bad shot. I got a friend of mine, I can't believe this guy. I hit a ball, and the ball, this is what he says. Every time I hit a ball, he goes, great shot, Phil. Oh, no, I think it's going in the wash. Just like that, every time I hit the ball, nice, oh, you're going to love that. No, it's going right. Yeah, it's in the parking lot. Well, what is it, man? Is it good? Is it bad? You should just go home, brother. That's what I should do New Year's Day is go, I can't because of the stinking Rose Bowl game. Oh, no, the Rose Bowl's on. And by the way, what's the Rose Bowl being played on January 4th for? What is that about? January 4th is the Rose Bowl. So anyway, I guess we could go play it at Brookside there because there ain't going to be no cars parked. For those of you who don't know this, they park cars on the golf course for the Rose Bowl game so that when you play the next day that first hole, oh, yeah, that fairway's in good shape. Jeez. And they had an L.A. Open there once. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Santa Ana. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good, sir.
Hi, Phil. I'm a big, long-time listener. Listened to you since Shaquille O'Neal on the first night.
Wow, cool. Thanks for listening.
Hey, listen, I called to correct you on the day of the Rose Bowl. I'm working that game. We'd work security, and it's going to be on New Year's Day.
Is it?
Yes,
why
it
did
is,
I hear the fourth? Oh, what am I thinking is the fourth?
You said it was the fourth, and I said, you know what? I got to get on the phone and correct Phil because I got to make sure that Phil saves face with all the Pasadena people.
Like they care.
Really?
Like anybody cares about the Rose Bowl anymore. I think it's the fourth is the Fiesta Bowl and something like that.
The Fiesta Bowl that's on the fourth. You're right. But the Rose Bowl will be on the first.
When you work in security inside the stadium?
Yeah, you know those guys with the yellow jackets that say event staff?
Event staff.
That's what we do.
Is that one big company?
Yeah, it's one big company. It's actually called CSC. We do everybody from all the way across the country. We're all over the place. We even do, we follow the rock stars around.
Yeah, I know you do. You do all those events.
We did the Oakland game a couple weeks back. We did a San Francisco game, and, you know, we did a San Diego Charger game. And
The Oakland game?
Everything, concerts, the Hollywood Palladium, you name it, we do it.
So for the Rose Bowl game, you're going to be there, you know, sitting all the people down in their seats and taking the beers away from them and stuff?
What I'm doing is, the people in the jackets, what they do is they just make sure that nobody rushes the field or does anything freaky.
Right.
What I'm going to be doing is I'm one of the guys who's like in the batons and blue and black suits. We run around and we take away the beers and kick people out.
Oh, you're one of the guys that actually fractures skulls and stuff.
That's right.
Oh,
we
cool.
jump in on the crowds and we get in and we do the nitty-gritty that the police don't want to do.
You dive right in there, huh?
That's it.
So now, are people allowed to bring crap into the Rose Bowl, to the Rose Bowl, or no?
They're not allowed to bring cans or bottles. They're not allowed to bring weapons, of course. And
they're not allowed to bring guns.
Cigs, nothing like that.
That's too bad. Although you've changed then. Okay. You like your job, don't you?
Huh?
You like your job?
Actually, I got two jobs. My other job is an insurance broker agent.
Really?
For a familiar company that you probably advertise on the air.
You're into the insurance game, and like referees in the National Football League, you also are involved in the... You got two jobs.
We're right there in the end zone with all the cheerleaders.
Okay, dude. Well, thank you for that.
No problem.
I won't watch anyway. I'm kidding. I'll probably turn it on.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, Phil.
You too,
and
pal.
Like I said, I hope you stay on the air, and hopefully you take the place of afternoon drive. I'd love to hear you.
Well, that won't be a good thing for all of the people listening to us across the country right now, though.
Why is that?
They're getting used to us in this time, and... You know, I don't want to blow them away.
Yeah, but if it's someone back east, aren't they listening to you like around maybe 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that?
Well, let's see. Back east right now, it's 12:22.
Yeah.
And if we move to afternoon drive, then they'd be listening like at 4 o'clock. It'd be 7 o'clock back. It'd be very weird.
Yeah, all right.
You know,
you got
so,
a point there.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just keep up the good work.
All right, pal.
You're a good guy. And,
okay.
Like I said, Happy New Year's.
Well, you're very sweet.
Everybody else.
Okay, I love you. All right, bye. Get out of here. Okay. So there you go. The Rose Bowl is on the first, huh? Who cares? God, we got to put together a list of stuff that won't matter anymore in the 21st century. Anybody got a nomination? Number one, the Rose Bowl. Not that we don't like it. Not that it's not been fun. Not that it hasn't been a barrel of laughs. It's been great. It just ain't going to matter. There's some stuff. It's amazing. You know, as the man said there at the end of Patton, all fame is fleeting. All glory is fleeting, isn't it? How about the Rose Parade? Are we done with that yet? I think, you know, I'm really, you know, got to change it or something. Am I right? How about it, you guys? Little list here. Not the top 100 people of the century. Not the top 10 women of the decade. Not the top 10 guys. Not the top 10 whitest people. Although if you visit PhilHenryShow.com, you'll notice our poll on the right-hand side. Who are the 10 whitest people in history? Vote. But what do you think is over? What 20th century convention, 20th century event, 20th century phenomenon, what is over? Number two, Ringling Brothers Circus. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, and number three, this according to Mike Crozier, our wonderful board op and engineer, the Latin music explosion. See ya. We're all done. God, are we done with that? Not. You know what? It's only going to get worse. I mean, better. Well, depending upon your point of view, of course. Yeah, there's a whole lot of them people. You know, it's very... No, it's going to be fine. All right, 1-800-52... What is the thing? 1-800-449-8686. Highland Park on the Phil Henry Show. How are you? Hello, Highland Park. Goodbye.
What is the thing? 1-800-449-8686. Highland Park on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, pal? What's going on?
Well,
heard that radio all cranked up there and everything. You're raring to go. Getting yourself some ice cream, were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You bet. And
all right.
I got a nomination for what I'd like to see go.
What's
American
that?
Soccer.
American soccer.
Yeah, we're
the
football
major
base.
Soccer league and indoor soccer and the soccer explosion.
Yeah, forget it.
AYSO. How about that AYSO? You know, all the little kids that were going to grow up and become the big future stars?
Nah.
Where the hell? What happened to those kids? I'm very serious. What happened to them? There were thousands of them in the 70s, millions.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were to grow up and begin to populate the professional soccer ranks of America now in the 90s, and they're gone.
That's right. Disappeared.
You know what they grew up to become? My producer, Mike Schaefer. That jackball, he was playing soccer. Now he smokes endless amounts of marijuana. Okay, sir, thank you. You were a AYSO kid. You had the world on a string. Sitting on a rainbow. You were there, man. You were there, and what happened? You quit soccer and started smoking endless amounts of cigarettes, big cigars, drinking, I don't even want to know, man. Mike Crozier tells me he met a soccer player once for the New England team, Brian Densmore, and he says it's huge there. In New England? Brian Densmore of what, the New England... The New England Ass, and they're a great team. It's huge over there, huh? Here's Encinitas on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good, man.
I think beauty pageants should go, all of them.
Oh, yeah. That's history, isn't it? That
yeah.
whole thing, they can't make them any more ridiculous, can they?
Now they're trying to, they try to make them seem like they're an intellectual pursuit of some sort.
Well... They're going to be sued by a one-legged woman one of these days, and then the game's over, because they're going to have to let her in.
True. That's
they
right.
They got to let in one-legged woman, a woman with a plastic eye.
Yeah.
And the whole, and then you'll be getting in.
Oh, I should
won't
try
you, honey?
That, because I could use about $100,000.
And then me. I'll make it. All right. Yeah, the beauty pageant thing, that's... I ain't seen one of them in years. I haven't been in one in years.
Ping An Mun, 你哋好，多谢你哋与 Phil Henry 先生一齐飞行。我哋现在正系响30,000尺高空中飞翔。顺便告诉大家。
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You may think you know what it is you're listening to. That's all I have. I don't have anything more than that. You may think you know what it is you're listening to. That's it. What was that thing we were going to kick off with, Mike? What was that big thing I was going to kick off with? You know? There was a big line I was going to kick off with. You remember that? It was really funny. We were laughing. God damn it. Oh, excuse my language. I mean, gosh darn it. I don't know what it was. Anyway, interesting note here. The film, Man on the Moon, about Andy Kaufman, I think we can safely say, at least in the early going... is a stiff. And not that it's a bad movie, but remember how we all were sort of, when I say we all, I guess those of us who work here on this side of the microphone and people in entertainment, television and films, sort of had themselves fooled into believing that everyone knew who Andy Kaufman was or cared about Andy Kaufman. And we're finding out that the answer to both of those questions is, do we know who Andy Kaufman is? Not really. Do we care who Andy Kaufman is? No. No, we don't. And so we're left with the attraction of going to see Jim Carrey in another movie. And while we love to see him in things like The Mask and his rubbery face and his wild antics, a movie about a cat that we never heard of, who wants to go see that? Now, I heard Andy Kaufman. I think Andy Kaufman was a funny son of a gun, and I loved him, but that's just me. That's, you know, it's like... What is that? That's not representative of anything. That's my kooky life. But the fact is, this movie ain't doing nothing, and it's because we had ourselves believing, fooled into thinking Andy Kaufman was some kind of a phenomenon that, you know, went beyond the normal boundaries of cult. And he, so far, even though these many years after his death, I don't know what it's been, 15 years, he hasn't. People don't know who he is. All right, here's Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. You know what? What's over, Phil, is Andy Kaufman movies.
Yeah, I guess.
No.
Well, I guess because the thing made... How much money's it made, Mike? What was the last hit movie for Jim Carrey, by the way? Can you think of it?
Ace Ventura 2?
Truman Show.
Truman Show.
When you say it was Truman Show? Yeah. That was that a hit or wasn't a hit? Oh, it wasn't? Okay. Crozier's telling me, you know what, Henry, give it up. Carrey ain't had a hit since Ace Ventura 2.
No.
I mean, the critics love him, but he ain't making no money with that crap that he's doing. Listen to me. I'm just kidding. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I think the Tournament of Roses parade's over.
That's pretty much had to run its course, hasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I love the way you rip the lid off it every year.
How much bigger can it get? How much grander can it get?
Every year they reuse the same floats. Have you noticed that? They redress them. There's always a big guy with his arms outstretched.
A large man with his arms outstretched, and it's getting raised up into the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's smoke that's pouring, and Channel 5 has, you know, wall-to-wall coverage with no commercials. And it's colorful, and it's Bob, and it's Stephanie, and it's great.
God, I wish you were doing it this year.
God, if I see one more butterfly float. Just one more No, we're not going to do it this year.
You don't have to go out there, though. You could do it from home.
I could do it from home. There's a lot of things that I could do, and there's a lot of things that I don't feel like doing. I just don't feel like it. I'm old and cranky.
In your house, and you could do it.
I'm old and cranky.
No, well.
All right, pal.
You're ruining for me that my girlfriend wants to watch it. I always listen to you on the headset and laugh my ass off.
It ain't going to happen.
Oh, God.
Call up Mark Austin Thomas. Cry to him.
No. Dear.
Thank you. Here's Kula. Look at this. Two calls in one night from Kula, Hawaii. I must have a 986 share in the town of Kula. Good evening. How are you?
Good.
Is that a town, a village, a metropolis?
It's a little town that has three buildings.
In Maui?
Maui.
Where are you in relation, let's say, to Lahaina and things like that?
50 miles east. By road.
East. Oh, okay. So you're on the other side of the island there.
Yeah, kind of in the center, but towards Hana.
Terrific. Terrific. How are you tonight? What's up?
Good.
I got three. There's three buildings in the town, and I got two calls from there. So I got a call from one of the two buildings.
Amazing.
One building needs to check in.
It's really a rural community.
Okay.
I raise avocados. Anyhow, I'd like to see in the...
I love avocados, man. I'll tell you that. Too much fat, but I love them.
Yeah. Well, it's good fat, though.
Damn right.
Not the bad fat.
I like to cut them in half and put that. Anyway, what did you want to say?
I'd like to see disappearing in the 21st century our TV funerals.
Well, see, this is not what's going to disappear. This is what's over. TV funerals?
You know, every time there's a tragedy, a school shooting, a fireman dies, a hijacking, we're seeing their funeral and we're seeing the president whining about it. And at the same time, every day, 100 people are dying on the highways and the president's not. Sorry for them, and we're not watching their funeral.
Well, why should we?
Why should we watch any of them?
Well, I'd rather do a funeral for those kids in Columbine than some jackass that was drinking and driving.
Well, I just don't think we need to see them.
Well, I do.
Yeah, well.
Well,
that was pretty much all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. There goes one of our listeners in Kula. Well, we still got one left. That still gives us a 50 share. 1-800... What is that guy talking about? I don't want to see any more funerals and the president whining about it. I got a great idea. Let's shoot up a bunch of kids at Columbine again and have the president come on TV and do shtick about it. Maybe put on a funny hat. How about that? Playa Del Rey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good.
I want to get rid of Oprah Winfrey.
No, really? Why?
Buddy, she's just full of herself. She's the most egotistical, self-serving, phony, weeping crybaby on TV right now.
Well, you could say the same thing for Vin Scully.
Well, yeah, but he's baseball. You got to keep him.
All right, pal. Bye. just a lot of white guys calling in and bellyaching about a very, very, very successful black woman. I don't know. That kind of something cancels itself out there. You know, if I had a lot of black women calling in and saying, get Oprah off the air, she sucks, now that'd be something. But it's too predictable to have some balding 38-year-old white guy calling in and upset because Oprah's making more money than him. Burbank on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Hope you're well. I'm going to rag on women, too. The WNBA, that's not beneficial to society.
It's not beneficial.
It's slow motion basketball.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. My wife and I, we love it, and we take the kids to it.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding, and I'll tell you why. It just was a refreshing change of pace from the NBA. The NBA was getting to, it was becoming a parody of itself with all of the strike problems, number one. The personalities were getting a little odious, and the women all of a sudden came on the scene. They cared about the game. They cared about the teams. They weren't making a lot of money. They seemed to be pretty good role models for the kids. They're going out there breaking their asses every game trying to put on a good show. I didn't see anything not to like about it. Now, the brand of basketball is not as good as the men.
But
that's the only thing that they don't have that the NBA's got. Other than the personalities are more interesting. The play is much, they try much harder. They seem to be sweating a lot more than the guys do. They care more about the league. They care more about their
caring,
teams.
Caring is one thing, and just the quality of play.
What do you mean the quality of play? What do you want to see?
I want to see high-flying dunks. I want to see...
High-flying dunks.
I want to see some quick moves to the basket.
They got that.
They really don't.
Yes, they do. They have the women's version of quick...
Yeah.
Huh? They got the women's version of a quick move to the basket.
Yeah, it's just... I think we've seen the other, and then it's just nothing more than slow motion. That's the only way to describe it. And then, Phil...
How can we sit around, as I hear people do day in and day out, complain about the big money that athletes make, and then along comes a scrappy little league like the WNBA, and you dump it all over it?
If we were watching children out there, frankly, it's very comparable. And
hey, you know what?
I watch children play basketball.
For the price, it ain't bad.
Well, it may have a point, but call it AAA basketball. AAA baseball has its place.
Well, nobody's calling it the best basketball you're ever going to see.
I don't think they should have a national. AAA baseball doesn't have a national television.
It sounds to me like you're just calling up with. Yeah, you just want to complain about something.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good try, though. Nice try. The guy. Yeah, the WNBA. That's something that I bug off. The WNBA is what. Excuse me. It's what. Excuse me. The WNBA is what it is. It's women playing professional women playing basketball. They make about 14 cents a game. They play about 30 games a season. They go out there, they break their ass, they try to put on a show. Hey, it ain't the NBA. Nobody ever said that it was. Nobody ever made the claim that it was, and you can go or not, as the case may be. We take the kids to see it because, frankly, they're better role models than these creeps that are playing in the NBA these days. I'm sorry to have to say it, but they happen to put forward a better public face than a lot of these bums that are playing in the NBA. The women. Better role models to the kids, work their asses off, care about their league, care about their teams, play for nothing. What more could a fan ask than to go out and watch a guy playing for less money than you work for? Ain't that fun? God, I love that, being able to sit there in the stands and watch a professional athlete, scrapping around in garbage cans for food the next day after the game, making less money than me. Boy, does that make me feel important. Isn't that what we all want? Hasn't that been the rallying cry? All these overpaid millionaires, yada, yada, yada. You finally get a league. Well, not that anybody's really talking about it. Let me just recommend that you take a kid to a WNBA game when the season starts in June. We got the L.A. Sparks here. Nobody goes out to see them play, even though the team was in the playoffs. They fired Orlando Woolridge. As a matter of fact, I don't know what's going on with that team, but the point being, it ain't bad. The hell? I want to see the best in the world. At this point in my life, I don't care anymore. I just want a good effort for my entertainment dollar. I don't care whether it's pro, major league or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'd rather go watch a freaking little league game than half the stuff that passes for major league or big time or whatever. It's a lot more fun. Take the kids out to a Pop Warner game, man. You're closer to the action. The beer's just as cold. Who cares? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. What should we end the show with? I thought, oh my God, did you hear that? Michelle just put her fist through the window leading into Coast. I don't know what I want to play on that mic. I think I'd like to hear Hendrix, but I don't know what. And I also said that I wouldn't mind hearing some Michael Jackson. And he looked at me as if there was something seriously wrong with me. And, well, maybe there is, but I got no problem with Michael Jackson's music. But Hendrix is good, if you can find something on there you'd like to play. I just didn't want to hear For Your Love by the Yardbirds because, I've heard that enough. Huh? It's a great song. I just heard it like 850 million times. For your love, I give you all. You know, okay. I've heard it. I don't want to hear no more. Don't want to hear no more. Hey Joe's a good song. Hey Joe, by the way, is a song about a guy who blows away his girlfriend and then runs to Mexico to get away from the prosecution. Hey Joe, he shot his girlfriend and then he runs to Mexico, and that's a rock song that is hailed by far and wide as one of the greats. And it is one of the greats. Cerritos on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Great.
I think Spielberg is over.
Interesting.
His films are too serious now.
Well, he's starting to make movies for, like grown-ups.
Yeah, but don't you miss the days of Jaws and Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Those were cool movies, but, there was somebody who said something about how Spielberg is trying to find the child within, and I said, well, I already got the child within, man. I'm trying to find the adult within, especially this generation.
And so we're right along with all the baby boomers then.
Well, everybody's partying their ass off, especially my generation. That's all we've ever done is just party our asses off. So we're all connected to our child within. I mean, I'm looking to grow up eventually.
Did you see Amistad?
Yeah, why didn't I like that movie? You know what I didn't like about that movie? Matthew McConaughey. And I happen to like him. I think he's a good actor. But boy, did he stink that movie up.
He stunk up Contact also.
Oh, he stunk the hell out of that. Oh, man, that movie.
I don't like him. I never liked him in anything.
Yeah, I really buy the fact he's a priest, and he's living in the jungle, and now he's on the president's physical fitness council, and he's talking to Jodie Foster, and oh, yeah, by the way, they had an affair. And that all happened... And we believe you, Jody, as she walks out of the Supreme Court building there, whatever the hell that was. I thought that movie was funny.
It blew.
The freaking movie was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The movie I'd like to see is him with his friend dancing naked at his house with the marijuana.
That's the one we want to see. We want to see the 8mm of that.
Yeah, that's the best Matthew McConaughey film.
Well, okay, so Spielberg, huh? Did you like that Saving Private Ryan? Blood and Guts, huh?
That was a great movie. I'm sorry. You got me there.
You know what you got to do? How about a Spielberg movie where he only gets to use...
That movie was robbed also for Best Picture. I mean...
Yeah, it was a good movie. Let's give Spielberg one camera and a budget of like $300.
What?
Let's give Spielberg one camera and a $300 budget. Go make a movie there.
He'd make a better movie than most people.
There you go, pal.
Sure.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Spielberg, so what is over in the 21st century and we basically hate his living guts? Is that, that's what it's come to now. Nah, we like his movies. I've got them. I got them all. I got my favorite Martian. Wasn't that a Spielberg movie? Oh. My favorite Matthew McConaughey movie, says Mike Crozier, should be Who Killed Matthew McConaughey? Yeah, that's one of the greats. See the 8mm on that one. Marietta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, evening, Phil.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you. A little while ago, you went off on professional athletes, and I think many of us are agreeing more often every day.
You know
what's starting to get me? Yeah, I'm ready for the Olympics to become extinct.
Yeah, those are so God. You know, isn't it so sad that we have to look at that and say, get it out of here? But it ain't the Olympics. It's otherworldly now. It doesn't belong on the earth. I've been suddenly forced to believe that I'm transported to another dimension where demigods are ruling the roost, you know?
It's been bogus for 50 years since Jesse Owens was snubbed by Hitler. The Soviets have been putting out professionals for 40 years, the marketing, and now especially with Australia and Salt Lake City being busted, it's just bogus.
Yeah, that sucks. Although I don't think it's been bad. I mean, I kind of dug the 84 Olympics. I don't know. I don't know when it went south. I guess it went south when all of that when they decided, hey, we can pay the bill with all of those Canon endorsements. You know, Canon, the official.
I got a
camera of Jesse Owens.
Bruce Jenner. He looks like he's embalmed or something.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah,
he's older. I think he's aged. He aged.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner. If you think about it, sir, he's 163 this year. So. Song about a guy killing his girlfriend.
Where you going with that gun in your hand?
Now go take on the day.
Hey Joe, I said where you going with that gun in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out to shoot my lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man.
That is compelling radio.
Going down to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man.
This is Law Broadcast.